USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California will remain pretty much a one-party state. The voters have spoken and rejected Governor Gavin Newsom's recall, winning roughly nearly two-thirds of the votes.
We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians, and I would argue as Americans: economic justice, social justice, racial justice, environmental justice, our values, where California's made so much progress.
Top Republican candidate Larry Elder.
We may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
A major fight broke out last week inside Kabul's presidential palace between factions. The BBC reported Wednesday, citing senior Taliban officials, that the fight was between two factions that wanted to take credit for defeating the United States. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, the Taliban's deputy prime minister, may have been killed in the exchange and cannot be confirmed at this time. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With United States citizens being mandated to the COVID-19 vaccine, illegal immigrants under the Biden administration do not have to get the shot as they are released into the United States. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Arizona is taking the Biden administration to court over its new requirement for people to roll up their sleeves. It says the federal government and contractors, along with workers at larger companies, must get the COVID-19 vaccine or be tested weekly. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich argues the mandate violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution by favoring illegal immigrants because they're allowed to say no to the shot. From the USA Radio News Phoenix News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden will host a meeting with business leaders and CEOs on the COVID-19 response team today. Then at 5 p.m. Eastern, he will be in the East Room of the White House to speak about a national security initiative. This is USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
What's being called General Mark Milley's insurrection against the United States, retired Brigadier General Don Bolick weighs in on Fox News about a book by Bob Woodward. He's claiming General Milley undermined President Trump with secret phone calls to his Chinese counterpart during the waning days of the Trump administration.
It's my opinion, and if these things are true, it's consistent with General Milley's behavior. And I got to tell you, a lot of generals that I have served with, they're very political generals, and you know their actions have demonstrated that. Throughout the years, I've been writing about it. I've been writing about the problems of how we select our leaders, the club, the organizational nepotism, the go-along, the move-along type environment that we exist in. If you're a contrarian or you disagree with them, then they push you aside. This is not how to run a military. This is not how to be the best we can possibly be. It's certainly not consistent with George Catlett Marshall's ideas on how we should pick our senior leaders and our generals. And we are letting down the men and women that we are supposed to be serving.
Today, the next batch of space tourists are set to lift off aboard a SpaceX rocket. The Inspiration 4 mission calls itself the first all-civilian mission to orbit, opening the door to space tourism. Organized and funded by entrepreneur Jarek Isaacman, the biggest difference between Inspiration 4 and the flights performed earlier this year is destination. Today's launch will only go high enough to reach the beginning of space before returning to the ground a few minutes later. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.